In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spoke a word, I was about a coin. Studied all the legends, Prince and Donald Goins. Obsession for thick women, big body fawns. Lusting for suits, except those came in orange. Came in out of Louis Torin, taking out a new mortgage. Expensive lawyer for Warrens, I ain't playing ho. Catch your body in Yonkers, laying low in the Bronx. Cause all the shootings is bonkers, I'm just saying no. We been getting money on the low, right? Playing give and go with your whole ride. Working, you ain't gonna worry about it. Bring it back, and we about to splurge out. Major, 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 major,
major, major, major. Good morning, everyone. Nikki Marie back on the air. I'm so excited. I have a special guest with me today. His name is Knox Parr. He is a rapper, a songwriter, a model, a scriptwriter, and a director. He is from the Bronx. BX, stand up. Stay tuned. I have so many questions to ask, so you don't want to miss it.
See you struggling my past, yo. See me sprinting something vicious, trying to catch a future. Been ain't had no love for a nigga, huh? Fuck him then, tell him that the feeling's mutual. I ain't got no empathy for enemies, even less if a nigga trying to use you. Tell you what, think a nigga, I got the remedy. For ill intentions, pill banana clips as usual. I be just overreacting overtly, I'm passionate, wavy like bandwidths. Damage your cervix, then go save some jerk shit like bitch, make a sandwich. Not you gotta have it. Oh Lord, she demanded, she demanded. In the fashion show one time. Now she ready for the gala. Expensive with a palette, got a champagne habit. Habitual light, hit an agenda so dramatic. Pussy be wet as a tempest cloud in my judgment admitted. Common sense of the minute, ain't been to spend in a minute. Real talk, I admit it, I admit it.
Hello, hello.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Oh man, I got your song playing in the background.
Hey, that's what it is, though.
Man, I didn't realize you had so many songs.
Yeah. I'm out there. I'm terrible at promotion. I'm terrible at promotion, but yeah, I'm actually working on. I actually have like 200 songs or something like that. Like that, next to no one's heard. Like some of them were like old mixtape stuff and. I have probably like 50 tracks right now that I just haven't released yet.
Wow.
I'm just super picky.
Well, I want to say thank you for being on the air today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. I have a lot of questions.
Super. I have a lot of answers.
So I actually was listening to, I was watching, you have a video. Ungodly Hour.
Yes.
That's hard. That's like dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out the inspiration behind that. And that was off the album Cheap Thrills, right?
Yes. That was off my album Cheap Thrills. That was just the mood of the album, to be honest. It was at a time in life where I was doing a lot of moving around at night. In different night spots, in different places, doing different things. And that was really the inspiration behind the entire project. The idea for the actual song, or the actual video, I can't exactly put my finger on it right this second. I directed it, which is, you know what I mean? Is actually, you know, even more ironic that I can't remember what the hell I was thinking about when I... when I made the video, but I'm not exactly sure. Just the wave.
Well, speaking of directing, you also do like songwriting, you model. I saw a couple of pictures. I'm like, okay, looking good.
I'll be trying to do a little bit, you know, trying to get my swole on, you know what I mean?
Where does the inspiration come from, like with writing and stuff?
Really just life, especially as of right now. My approach to writing is trying to speak from a place that I haven't heard anyone speak from before. Like, I try to just talk about things that you don't hear in your typical rap record. You know, I think rap is still a very young genre in comparison to like rock and roll and other genres. Right. So we have a lot to say, you know, and I'm just trying to attack different subjects from different angles and be unapologetic about it.
Right. Wow. And you're from the Bronx.
Yes. BX. East 233rd Street.
Wow.
What's going on?
So what, I guess, growing up in the Bronx, what around you inspired a lot of your music? Like, have you gotten inspiration from living in the Bronx and traveling and stuff?
Definitely. The Bronx is a crazy place. New York is a crazy place. But it has a lot of flavor to it. It has a lot of flair. I grew up in an era where individuality was super big. And just making sure that you were comfortable in your own skin. Right. And I think that's something that they say New Yorkers are like assholes or whatever have you, but I think that's really what it is. A lot of New Yorkers are just comfortable being them and, you know, take it how you will. And that definitely stands out in what I do and how I do it. And, you know, typical story growing up in the Bronx is crazy, man. I'm running the streets, doing a bunch of stupid shit, you know, and thank God, you know, I was able to maneuver that matrix and get up out of that situation.
Right.
But it was a lot of bullshit, but it was a lot of good times too. A lot of great memories.
Do you have a lot of artists that you looked up to?
Definitely. I'm a student. I'm always studying. I definitely, you know, took Biggie's entire catalog and his flow and how he constructs things and studied it, and Nas and Hove and all of the greats. Big Pun, of course, from the Bronx. And constructed my own thing. And I still study. You know, I still listen to Kendrick and how he does his thing and his flows and J. Cole and those guys. You know, there's times I'll even be writing a record and just to get inspiration, I'll like stop in the middle of the record and maybe listen to one of their records, not to like mimic or bite, but more like, okay, that's the type of flame you come in with. Right. I gotta raise the bar and go there with it, you know. So,
and you did this by Felicia?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that was actually an unreleased record. Well, it's released now, but it was a record that I just kind of did, and I was just feeling I was in a place where I hadn't dropped any music for a little bit, and you know.
I'm playing in the background.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I just felt like I had to go in and, you know, let them know, like, I make songs, and that's dope, about subject matter, and that's dope. But, you know what I mean? I rap, too. Like, I rap for real. Like,
right.
So.
Now, a lot of your stuff is on iTunes, but you have, like, other platforms.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
People can find your music.
I'm everywhere. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. I'm actually working on a mixtape right now that's going to be released on that Piff. I think I have some stuff on that Piff already, but it's real old.
Okay.
Yeah, we make it available to the people, YouTube, all of that.
Yeah. You started a record label?
Yes.
Was that in 2016?
Or? Well, to be completely honest, like, I started the label back when I started rapping. Like, I've always had the label. It's just, I just recently changed the name of it to give it its own flair. It's really based off of, you know, the group of guys I was running with back in the Bronx. It's Resi Dogs Multimedia Group. It's even more than just a record label. We house recording artists, of course. But we're actually working on films and clothing and different things like that. So I wanted to make it more of a full sensory kind of experience, where it's not just we're putting out music. I want it to be the whole shebang.
Right. I mean, you know, I rap, so, you know.
We spoke about that. I gotta hear some bars. I wanna hear some bars.
16 bars? No.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get on the thing.
I was, you know, I'm listening to a lot of music, and I'm like, this guy sounds so nice, and the music is so hard. I'm like, yo, what was going on in your past life, son?
I mean, it's just me. Like, you know, I'm kind of like a skits like that sometimes. I am genuinely a nice guy. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not running around the streets acting stupid no more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he said no more.
Well, at one point in a past life, like you said, you know what I mean? But even then, I've always tried to have a sense of, you know, consciousness about myself. Right. And know that, you know, well, for every action, there's a reaction, causality. So if you put a certain energy into the universe, don't be surprised if you get that energy back.
Right.
You could be in a room with the toughest dudes in the room or in the world or whatever have you. And if you come in like you're trying to be the toughest guy in the room, they can pick that energy up. If you come in like, yo, I respect your shit, you respect my shit, 99.9% of the time, they ain't going to be nothing. Unless, you know what I mean, they got their own insecurities. And then that's nothing that you can do that's going to happen one way or the other.
Right.
So
now this new single that you have, Stay Up.
Yes.
What was your thought process behind that?
It's a situation I've been in 100 million times. The basis of the record is pretty much just me leaving a night spot, intoxicated and taking risk to go and be with a woman for the night. And it's a situation that I've probably found myself in way too many times. And I'd never heard a record about it. Just that experience from the club to wherever you're getting, and then really putting it into your mind like, yo, what did I just risk to do that, you know? So.
Like risky business.
Risky business. You know, sometimes you just need to stay at the house. You know?
Right.
You know.
Well, you have, you're now, instead of being in the Bronx in New York with with us.
Right.
you're in Florida now.
Yes, South Florida. I've been down here for a few years. I love this place. The weather is beautiful.
All the time.
You know, it's been great. You know, I try to come back to the city as much as I can. I've actually been traveling a lot lately, so I actually haven't even been home too much. But yes, I live down here, and New York is crazy. New York is, I'll always have a special place in my heart for New York, and that's what it is. But you know, just for different reasons, business wise, real estate wise, they made it impossible to move around a certain type of way in New York if you ain't in a different tax bracket. So
New York is a little expensive.
Yeah, man.
Like even for the dreamers, you know, I had to leave my job just to try to, you know, fulfill my dreams. So that's where I'm at.
Congratulations on that. You know,
thank you.
I definitely think more people should do that. I think we have way too many people who are comfortable with the status quo, who are just going to work, hating their job, doing whatever they're doing to make a dollar.
Right.
I don't remember who it was, but someone said, listen, if you do what you're passionate about, money will be a byproduct of that thing or something along those lines.
Right.
And I truly believe that. Like, let your passion be what comes first, and the monetary gain, you know, find a way to make money out of your passion versus you trying to find a way to make money and, you know, pushing your passions and your desires to the back burner. Like, you know, you gotta get it.
Yeah. You
know, one life to live.
It's a risk, but it's definitely worth it. I mean, look, I got you on the air.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's there, man. Like, I think we're in a place in society where everybody's tired of doing that and running on the hamster wheel or whatever have you. And I think this is a great opportunity for people like you and even people like myself to you know, push their passions and really take it to that next level. Like, you know, like there was a time in music, just because I was just watching it a minute ago, where the Donald Glover, Childish Gambino visual and song might have not been the coolest shit in the world. But right now, it's at a time where people are just so starving for shit that's authentic and real. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like that. It was just like, wow, he was there, he did it. He did this weird kind of, like, you know, Vogue pose with the hammer. Like, but...
Right.
You know, it said so much without saying much at all, really.
Right.
So,
but then people try to like downplay it just because of who he's with.
You know, people are always gonna, you know, have their opinions about things. Again, I think if you come from a place of authenticity, you know, it'll shine through. Like, people, especially right now, we live in. I was watching a Cole interview the other day. He's like, we live in the era of trolls. And I truly believe that, where, you know, nobody wants to see any, and not nobody, like, you know, just in general, like the popular census is like, yeah, I don't want to see you win. I don't want to see you be creative. I don't want to see you follow your dreams. I don't. And unfortunately, that's kind of the climate of things as of lately. And but those are temporary feelings, you know. Passion will cut through that. Love always conquers hate. You know, you gotta push through that.
You have any shows coming up?
Yes. I actually have a show down in Coral Gables, Miami. Next month, I want to say the 17th. I want to say it's the 17th. It's on my press kit. I should really know those dates. I've been doing a lot of I've been doing a lot of moving around. But I'm pretty sure it's the 17th of next month down in Coral Gables. Currently, I might have something before then, but that's the next one scheduled.
Well, I'll be in Miami in July.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss that show, unfortunately. So hopefully you'll have another one. And then I could, like, spit some bars, you know?
Bars. Bars. I'm always on stage. Even if, you know, whatever have you, I try to, you know, keep the movement moving, keep the energy going, stay out in front of people. So, like I said, even the show next month, I'd be surprised if I don't book another one or two shows in between that time.
Gotcha.
Right now I'm doing, like, two or three shows a week, so...
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
All right. So I gotta write something.
Yeah, you know, we sit in the studio. I told you come to the house. You have the studio here. We sit down. We play some beats. We do a little, you know, collab thing.
Now I got you on record. So I'm like, remember when you said?
Yeah, we make it hot. You know what I mean? I'll play a couple bars. You know.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. I got nothing but what time right now.
Time and opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, the universe needs you. The universe needs that. It needs that authenticity. It needs that energy. You know, it needs that.
Need something. Not something different.
Something different, man.
From an unknown.
From someone who you haven't seen 100 million times. Like,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We need that. We need that. I think, especially as a charmer, we used to do it, and we kind of fell astray. It's that time again.
Are there like any new artists that you are like looking at? Because you mentioned like Biggie, Tupac, and stuff like that, but any new artists right now?
New artist. Of course, like I said, I mentioned Kendrick Cole, but they're not really a newer artist. Who did I hear the other day? I like Casanova. Casanova's dope. I don't know if you know, somebody gets fuck boy, don't run. That's my shit. That's my shit.
I mean, the Miami sound is different from the New York sound.
Yeah, well, Casanova's from the city. I don't know. I think he's from Brooklyn. But as far as like down here, or as far as new artists, to be honest, I haven't really. Not that I'm, you know, holier than thou or anything. I just been really locking in. You know, into my own music. I'm sleeping 3 or 4 hours a day. Other than that, I'm working on what I got going on. So.
Gotcha.
I haven't really caught wind of too much.
You modeling and stuff? You got GQ magazine knocking at your door?
Not GQ, not yet. I mean, I gotta get back in the gym. I've been, you know what I mean, Florida got me lazy. But I'm definitely doing that. I modeled for a clothing line a little ways back. I'm trying to get that going a little bit more. I'm actually talking to my team. We've actually been talking about building that and even like acting roles. I'm in the process of writing a movie currently, which is, we actually, you know, have the shout out to my cast and my crew. The movie's called Incubus. You can look it up on IMDb.
Okay.
And you can read the plot, and we're just trying to stay busy, you know.
Right.
Like I said, you got one life to live. I want to create as much as I can create, and then when it's all said and done, my sons, my daughter, their children, you know, they could be like, yo, look, great granddad, he didn't just come and exist. He came, right. And he got busy. He got to the work, and he, you know, he built something. So.
Wow. Yeah. When you have kids, it's definitely an eye-opening experience, and you want to make sure that they're set for the future and not have to work as hard. Still work hard, but not as hard, because it sounds like you got a lot going on, and you're trying to work like 1,000 times harder than I've ever known you to do. So, congratulations on everything.
Definitely, I appreciate that, and that's definitely, you know, one, of course, financial security. You know what I mean? But even, you know, to set the bar, like, yo,
yeah.
All right, your dad did this. So don't come in and try to come behind me with no slackness. Don't just go to college for 4 years and feel like, all right, I did something. Like, nah. Like, you got to do that. I didn't live, you know, 4 or 5 lifetimes already, you know, in different arenas. This is the bar. You
right.
know, now you got to raise it and continue to do that. So.
All right. Well, that concludes our interview session.
Man, that was great. I appreciate you having me. Shout out to everybody in New York, in the Bronx, East 233rd Street. What's up? We up. You know, all my family, my loved ones. What's up? Rezzy Dogs, R-E-Z-Z-E, D-O-double-G-Z, Multimedia Group. We got a lot of heat coming out. And Nikki, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you, yo. Have those bars ready. Bars.
All right.
So
I got you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. You as well. Yo, I'm loving the podcast, yo. Support. It's hot.
It's going.
Definitely. All right, enjoy your day, you all.
You too.
One. Bye.
Told her touch herself, but she touching me. Her cup of tea, her waist on 28, ass on Nikki. I pass her sticky, we down. Out the stratosphere like madness here. Opposites attract, and we gonna start track like Shatner here. We stoned like sailing witches. We sharing bitches. Alley oop to the cooch, pump kick to the sense while I shoot. Ski skate, 3-peat, sinister lick on my cheek while she looking at me. Kissing me deep, suck on my tongue. Suddenly reach for my waist for my gun. She's such a freak. And I fuck with her like she fuck with me. Married to the game, joint custody. Only sudden niggas can't fuck with us. I don't give a mother, G's all pictures. Profess my love while I'm up in her. I just lay the wood, she yelled timber. My weed drag, my seat back, fuck feedback from the Senate. Got 3 sacks, 3 fine bitches, 3 chance wish for a million. Got a genie in a bottle, I ain't seen ass in a minute, we so lit it. I can't see straight, what time is it? We up all night like fuck sleep, fuck tomorrow, this time is ball. We all gon' die, let's do it tonight. We renegades, we enjoying life, and it's memories we immortalize, created in this. Consistent with the drinking, now I'm twisted. Pretty little missus in my business with the Texan. Inquire where I'm at, where I'm going, where I've been at. Tell her watch her manners when addressing real niggas. Trillion options when I lay up so a nigga stay up. Conscious as a woke nigga preaching to his day ones. Problems like a broke nigga stressing over day ones. Really trying to cope, so I'm smoking on that A1. High and I'm fading. 100 miles an hour on the highway, vision blurry. But I still ain't gotta worry, I'ma stay up. Plus it takes a sexy little birdie, told her stay up. Got problems in the hood, but revolvers like my neighbor. Stay right by my side, case a coward try to ride. Violate a nigga pride, they gon' take 1+5 just in case lugs. I think I'm joking, I ain't playing, homie. I got 3 little kids, 3 women waiting on me. Trying to duck potholes in 5-0. Rearview mirror, Picasso. Image distorted, but I'm alright though. Engineering important, no matter how it go. I'ma make it where I'm going, hoping God chauffeur. Keep me off the shoulder, swerving in the Bay Rover. Since we ain't got the answers, I'ma stay focused. Speeding police, I hope that they ain't even notice.